We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast on a Wednesday. It's the 8 o'clock hour. That means John McClain is in studio with us, brought to you by HornSolutions.net. So, John, the Texans were added to the legal quagmire that Deshaun Watson is in now. They were added as a defendant in a lawsuit filed by one of the plaintiffs this week. What was your reaction to that, and did you have a chance to review it at all?
I did. I read everything. We knew it was coming. Tony Busby had told everybody they would be added, and he's doing what he can for his clients. Now, he wants to get his much money for them as they can. I'm sure he's hoping the Texans will want to settle to make it go away. There could be more. And the Texans say they've kept the NFL abreast of everything they know way back to the get-go. So I don't think it'll have anything to do with the decision by Robinson or the appeal to Goodell, but it's something they'll have to play out in court because I can't imagine the Texans would settle.
So you don't think that's – okay, so I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. So you don't think the Texans would settle on something?
No, I don't think they would.
Okay,
no.
So you think they would?
The only thing about that that Sean and I talked about yesterday was, okay, sometimes an organization just flat out doesn't want to have to expose all of its emails and what have you, because stuff always comes up. The thing I always think of, the stuff that comes up in an investigation that doesn't have anything to do with the actual investigation, like when Tom Brady's email where he was gloating about how much better he was than Peyton Manning got exposed during the Deflategate investigation. You're like, okay, that's the kind of stuff that I would prefer not be out there. It wasn't anything illegal. It was just embarrassing and uncomfortable. But like, and you know, and sometimes things more drastic than that, perhaps.
Like John Gruden's like racist text messages to Bruce Allen, which people think Dan Snyder leaked to get back at Bruce Allen, who had been his former president. They got at odds, and Allen, I don't know if he filed a grievance suit or what, but he got a lot of money after he was fired. And so a lot of things do come out like that, and it just depends. And Busby, you know, do everything you can to publicize every possible thing. And if they settled with one plaintiff, then would there be more plaintiffs?
Yeah.
Well, then that's the other. So the other side of that, too, is, okay, the Texans are involved in another lawsuit by Brian Flores and another couple coaches about injustices or inequities and inequality in the hiring practices. So that's where, like, if one investigation opens up information to another potential lawsuit, like it seems like if there's a simple way out of this, maybe I'm just too pragmatic about it. I feel like, listen, people are going to believe what they want to believe. Let's just settle and be done with this. That's but you just think no way, huh, John?
Well, I don't think, I have no idea. I'm just saying no way, because then you could have 35 more women get added to the suit, and then do you give money to all of them? Mm-hmm. And another thing about what Goodell's trying to do, I believe that coaches' contracts say you got to go to arbitration. You don't go before a judge. And a judge in Nevada ruled against that in favor of Gruden, and there's a long way to go before that's settled. But everything I've read is the standard contract says if there's a problem, you go before an arbitrator, which would mean everything's kept private.
Okay. You mean as to whether or not he gets his money, that kind of thing?
Well, it's kept private unless it's leaked.
Yeah.
That it's not open like it would be in court.
So you said yesterday during lake hiking, I believe John and Landry, one of them asked you about what this lawsuit that the Texans were added to could mean for Jack Easterby. He's the first executive he's the only executive to be mentioned in the lawsuit and the first executive from the Texans whose name has been mixed into this thing at all. You said something interesting. You hiked the leg on Jack Easterby getting fired imminently, but you said you thought he would resign after the season.
Quote, unquote.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's my opinion. I don't know. I think after this season, Easterby would be gone. Okay. And the thing about lining up Watson with a membership at the Houstonian, they got a lot of people with memberships to the Houstonian. There's owners in town. There's general managers. There's a lot of people who have memberships over there. And I'm doubt, and I think Roland Ramirez said that he had to be attached to the membership because when Watson got his, he wasn't old enough.
Yeah, he wasn't 25 yet.
And so it's not like Watson said, hey, I want to go over there and I want to massage women, get me a membership and give me a room and a massage tailor. That's not the table. Yeah. It's not the way this works.
Right.
Yeah, that's where I guess there's a leap there going where it's almost like, yeah, did you hear the Texans must have, like, they basically knew what Deshaun was up to, and that's why they got him a room at the Houstonian, which is it's like the height of absurdity, and yet it just gets thrown out there. Like, sure, of course I could see somebody doing that. The other thing, too, one of our listeners brought this up, John. I guess there's a little bit of, like, one domino has to fall before the other, where the Texans are being accused of enabling Deshaun to do something that he hasn't actually yet been either found guilty or liable of doing. So, I mean, is there at some point does basically Deshaun's stuff have to be finished up before somebody could say, well, yeah, and by the way, that thing that Deshaun was liable for, the Texans were involved in it?
Well, he said he's done nothing wrong. Yeah. So if you believe him, then the Texans did nothing wrong. But if you believe Busby and the plaintiffs, then he did, and the Texans did.
Yeah.
And one of the things the lawsuit says is that if they didn't know, they should have known, and that means Busby doesn't know if they knew or not.
All right, so yeah. That's where we're at with the Texans in the lawsuit. John, I guess the big news yesterday in the NFL was the Terry McLaurin extension. What did you think of that, and what do you think is going on? What do you think is going through the minds right now of the 49ers and the Seahawks, knowing that Debo and DK Metcalf probably want even bigger money than Terry McLaurin?
I think that the Commanders needed some good news, and it was McLaurin's good fortune to be playing for them when Daniel Snyder, everything coming out of there is negative. So let's complete this deal. People are going to be happy. Fans are going to be happy. Media, social media. So for one day, they got a lot of good publicity.
They got a reprieve.
And maybe two before it gets back to all the negativity involving Snyder. And if I'm DK Metcalf and I'm thinking about Geno Smith as my quarterback, and I'm thinking there's a good chance my stats are going to go down because we've got Lockett, we've got Fant, we have two running backs now, we got a lot of skill position players. So if I'm him, I'm doing everything I can to get that extension now. And I'm like McLaurin, I don't have to be the highest paid. I want what I believe is fair to me. As far as Debo Samuel, that seems to be caught in kind of because he's a running back too and he wants to be a receiver and not a running back, but you would think the fact that he's so versatile would help him get more money. And you know they'd love to get Jimmy Garoppolo off the books to clear up a lot of cap money, but I don't see anybody doing that anytime soon. But I think the 49ers generally don't have financial problems.
Right.
And I think they'll find a way to work it out like the Rams did. You know, they're trying to chase the Rams, keep up with the Rams, and if the Rams can do all those deals, the 49ers can do it.
The Rams are doing it with a quarterback making $40 million a year.
But they say that can't be done.
Yeah.
But that's where, and John, I wonder, you know, as the NFL has shifted and changed so much in the last few years, you know, first towards just being more of a passing league and now towards it being more, a lot more like college than it ever was before in the types of offenses that they're running. Has the power balance changed a little bit to where now maybe with all these huge wide receiver contracts being doled out that like quarterback is still the most important position, but are teams starting to look at wide receiver as almost equally important and the one that's harder to find?
That's why they're willing to pay so much. Some organizations are willing to pay so much money for wide receivers. You know, the Chiefs could have gotten Tyreek Hill done. The Titans could have gotten A.J. Brown done. They just didn't want to do it for the kind of money they were asking for, and they believe that they can replace them. And I'm not sure Treylon Burks has been a huge disappointment because he has asthma. And I'm thinking, did he not have asthma at Arkansas? How did they handle that?
Yeah.
And there's no way he's going to be A.J. Brown. You just don't think. So they've come back to the pack, and that's good for the Colts. But right now, it's amazing how many organizations put so much stock in receivers. And I saw a great stat again. Without Devontae Adams, the Packers won their last seven games and averaged more than 30 points a game.
Hmm. It is interesting, Seth, the point you're making about the chicken and the egg thing with wide receivers and quarterbacks, because I'm looking at Field Yates tweeted out the biggest contracts, the wide receiver deals handed out this offseason around the NFL. Devontae Adams is the biggest one. It feels like the Raiders went and got him to help take Derek Carr to the next level. Tyreek Hill clearly acquired by Miami so they could find out what they have in Tua. I think A.J. Brown, similarly with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, we really got to find out what we have. Now he's got A.J. Brown and he's got Devontae Smith. I think McLaurin, I know there's a PR element with the McLaurin thing, John, but they also want to look right on this Carson Wentz trade, too.
Those are great points.
And they need McLaurin to do that. So I think you're on to something, Seth.
Well, and you think about Miami especially. Like, who's more important in that relationship? Who's making whom better? You know, Tyreek Hill is going to make Tua way better than Tua is going to make Tyreek Hill good.
I'd even say on a smaller scale, Brandon Cooks getting an extension with Davis Mills here probably has some of that baked into it, too. And the Cooks deal looks like a bargain now, John, compared to some of these guys.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if he wished that he had waited later. All that speculation in the national media Cooks was going to be traded was ridiculous. You're trying to watch your second-year quarterback improve. Why in the world would you get rid of his top weapon?
Well, what if they offered him a first?
I said all along, there's no way they're going to trade him, and nobody's going to offer him first.
Yeah. So there you go. John McClain in studio with us for his weekly visit. He's brought to you by Horn Solutions. Not offer a first anymore, but back in the day, teams routinely did that.
By the way, in the interest of fairness,
The
person instrumental behind the trading Cooks was Jack Easterby.
Right.
And that might have been the best thing that Easterby's done since he's came here because he knew Cooks from New England. And he recommended him to O'Brien. O'Brien traded that second-round pick for him, and he's been worth it.
Yeah, no, that move has worked. It's the overall ledger that's the bigger issue from back in that time frame. John, you're a fan of the Bennett family, right?
Who?
The Bennett family. Martellus Bennett. Michael.
I don't know Michael and Martellus, but I know Michael Sr. and Penny.
Yeah.
Haven't talked to them in a while. They're big fans, love to listen to 610, great people.
Yeah, we've got some Martellus Bennett audio that we played yesterday that we want to play for you.
And see about Garoppolo?
Yes. Yeah, we want to get your take on it and see where you come out on this whole Martellus Bennett thing. Sounds like you've heard it. So we'll play that. We'll dig into that. If you missed it yesterday, it's audio worth hearing again. Stay there. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.